I'm great this morning. I hope everyone up there is great. Well, how about you, Duke?
Yeah, doing all right. Hanging in there. Thanks for the time as always. And wrapping up last Friday, that 8-day stretch of the legislative session. Give us a summary there if you can.
Well, I'll give you the best summary I can give you. I tried to count up this morning how many bills we actually got passed through both houses. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 bills. I can't give you an exact number, but you're right. We adjourned on Friday afternoon, late in the afternoon. Actually, a fairly productive session. I know that we're all anxious to get back into live session, and, you know, Zoom works, and virtual sessions work, but I think we're all anxious to get back because it's much more effective when we can see each other in real person in the flesh. And, you know, we passed a couple of important bills, a couple that you've heard about on the news, no doubt, are still yet to come. The biggest one that comes to mind was the cut to cities and counties for the pass through the Senate, and that is a cut in the direct disbursement. It normally would be $105 million. We cut that by $10 million, pretty substantial cut, and it's going to hurt, but as we said, everybody's ox is going to be gored this year, and it can be a lot of painful decisions we have to make to bring the budget into balance. The good news is that the regular budget is much closer to balance than where we started. The one that's not taken care of yet is the school budget, and that's the one we're still working on.
Senator, elaborate a little more, if you can, on the counties and towns funding. You mentioned the cut there, which isn't, I think that was expected, as you said, as cuts are happening all over the place. So does that give us the numbers there again, and then that total number is the statewide number that's given, that's kind of dispersed around, right? That's not per town or per county or whatever.
Exactly, Duke. That's a number. In the recent past, it's been $105 million. It's given by the legislature, by the state of Wyoming, to the cities and towns. And what that is that's dispersed by a formula, but it's quite a complex formula. We have talk of redoing that formula because it doesn't work perfectly. It needs redone. But based on that formula, population, and it's very complex, but we dispersed that amongst all the cities and towns around the state proportionally according to the formula we have. So it was $105 million up until this year. We all knew that we were going to be facing some potential cuts. We did last year as well, but we did some additional cutting this year. And that's unfortunate because the cities and towns are hurting just like the state is. Tax revenue's down for everybody. It's money that we all need. But unfortunately, right now, with coal and oil and gas all being down and the Trona fields being down, et cetera, we're all in pretty bad financial shape. So we're all going to have to take a little bit of a hit. And hopefully, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we're going to come out of this, and the revenue will come back.
Senator Fred Baldwin this morning, Senate District 14. So I understand the session is adjourned until March. What happens between now and then?
In 2 weeks, the week of February 22nd, that would be, I believe, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, we'll once again have committee meetings. There's a number of bills assigned to committees now. That will be done virtually, of course, but there will be 4 hours for each committee to have meetings and hear bills. I know in the Labor and Health Committee, I have four bills in front of us. We won't get all four bills done. I'm hopeful we can get three done. We'll see what kind of mood the committee's in. But all committees have got a load of bills, so we can work those bills. So when we reconvene on March 1st, we have a full load of work, so we can just jump right in and go right back to work. When we come back March 1st, the plan right now, barring any changes, is we will be in Cheyenne with accommodations for those that don't feel safe or those that are unable to do it virtually. But for the most part, I think we'll be in Cheyenne and doing our work in person.
Senator, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we missed that you wanted to bring up today?
You know, there's only a couple more things. And the ad valorem tax, that bill passed. And so that's something where when the coal mines and the industries, the extractive industries, got way behind in their taxes, we had essentially 18-month lag, and we got tens of millions of dollars or hundreds of million dollars behind in tax payments. It was very costly to cities and counties and towns. Hopefully we've got that fixed, and we passed a bill to bring that up to where we'll be doing monthly eventually. It'll be monthly taxes instead of yearly taxes. And the one other big item that comes is the opioids, of course, which is one of my interests. We've been working on the opioid crisis for a couple of years. They just reached $1 million settlement that's going to come into Wyoming. It was a settlement from McKinney & Company on the opioid crisis. They were one of the companies that helped potentiate and make the opioid crisis worse. They lost the lawsuit, and every state is getting money out of that. Wyoming will get $1 million. That will be used for opioid education, for opioid abuse treatment, et cetera. But that's good news to the state of Wyoming. We got more to do, but that's a step.
It's a start, right?
We like starts.
Yeah. Senator Fred Baldwin, Senate District 14, appreciate your time this morning, and we'll touch base again next week.